The fate of Brett Kavanaugh
now rests with a handful of undecided senators.
Tesla CEO on the ropes.
These misleading statements caused significant market disruption.
Grim discovery in search for missing boy.
I'm heartbroken. Our community's heartbroken.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. It was high drama in the nation's capital.
With what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
None of these allegations are true.
Correct.
No doubt in your mind.
Zero.
And now, just hours after a day of grueling testimony by an embattled Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, and his sexual assault accuser, CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the Senate Judiciary Committee is set to take action.
It could be a largely symbolic vote because win or lose in committee, he's going to the full Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell expected to call procedural votes as early as Saturday morning with a final vote by Tuesday. That means a high-stakes weekend of lobbying members of both parties. Republicans need to shore up support among their own. Republican Senators Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Jeff Flake are all undecided and could tip the balance against the Kavanaugh nomination. The three met last night with Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia. He's one of the three Democrats up for re-election this year in states that President Trump won by double digits in 2016. They're facing millions of dollars in ads back home telling them they should vote for Judge Kavanaugh.
The American Bar Association has urged the committee to wait and order up an FBI investigation. Correspondent Nancy Cordes takes us through a day of testimony that had much of the nation transfixed.
The committee listened first to Christine Blasey Ford, a psychologist.
Brett's assault on me drastically altered my life.
She said Kavanaugh pinned her down at a high school party.
I believed he was going to rape me. I tried to yell for help. When I did, Brett put his hand over my mouth to stop me from yelling.
Republicans treated Blasey Ford gingerly, ceding their time to veteran sex crimes prosecutor Rachel Mitchell.
You believed it occurred in the summer of 1982, and you said the end of your sophomore year.
The 10 committee Democrats universally behind Ford.
What is the strongest memory you have?
Indelible in the hippocampus is the laughter. The uproarious laughter between the two, and they're having fun at my expense.
Kavanaugh came out swinging, as some in his party had advised.
I have never done this to her or to anyone.
He said the accusations from Blasey Ford and two other women had ruined his life.
The other night, Ashley and my daughter Liza said their prayers, and little Liza, all of 10 years old, said to Ashley, we should pray for the woman. It's a lot of wisdom from a 10-year-old.
Democrats asked Kavanaugh about alcohol use.
You're saying there's never been a case where you drank so much that you didn't remember what happened the night before or part of what happened.
You're asking about, blackout. I don't know. Have you?
Could you answer the question, Judge?
Republicans honed in on Blasey Ford's lack of corroborating witnesses.
And if you really wanted to know the truth, you sure as hell wouldn't have done what you've done to this guy.
Eventually, partisan anger reached a boiling point.
Are you a gang rapist?
No.
Boy, y'all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham. That you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. At times, Kavanaugh's testimony took a sharply partisan tone. He accused Democrats of giving their all to derail his nomination in what he called a coordinated and well-funded effort aimed at seeking revenge on behalf of the Clintons. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway was asked on CBS this morning how Kavanaugh, after saying all of that, could be an impartial justice on the nation's highest court.
Once he gets to the Supreme Court, he will call the balls and strikes fairly. What he was responding to yesterday was 2.5 weeks of a political hit job.
Ahead of this morning's Judiciary Committee vote, all eyes are on Arizona Republican Jeff Flake. He hasn't said how he'll vote.
With all the focus on the Kavanaugh hearing, President Trump called off his planned meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein yesterday, moved it to next week. The CEO of Tesla is under new pressure from the federal government, as we hear from CBS's Steve Futterman.
A tweet last month has Elon Musk in trouble.
We allege that Musk's statements were false and misleading because they lacked any basis in fact.
In his tweet, Musk said he was considering taking Tesla private at a price of $420.
At the time he made these statements, Musk had not secured funding for the proposed transaction.
The SEC complaint asks that Musk be removed as the CEO of Tesla.
Musk says he did nothing wrong, and Tesla's board says it has full confidence in him. The FDA has approved a new drug to treat migraine headaches, and the maker, Eli Lilly, says it will provide the drug, Emgality, at no cost to millions with commercial insurance for up to a year. Otherwise, the yearly cost is around $7,000. Now to Gastonia, North Carolina, where officials found what they believe is the body of missing 6-year-old Maddox Rich. His father says he was the last to see him as the child, who had autism and was not verbal, ran off in a park last Saturday. The FBI's Jason Kaplan.
We do not move forward based just on what one person or another person says happened. There's a lot of information indicating that Maddox was where the family indicated he was and that his movements were what they indicated.
It seems everyone survived a plane's crash landing on one of Micronesia's islands in the southern Pacific. 47 people were on board. The aircraft ended up in a lagoon. Some people swam to shore. After nearly 2 decades off the air, the comedy Murphy Brown returned to CBS last night. The running joke in the original series was Murphy's string of unusual secretaries. Last night, the applicant was a woman named Hillary.
And you have all the requisite skills, computer, email.
Emails. I do have some experience with emails.
In the premiere of the reboot, Murphy, played by Candace Bergen, sparks a Twitter war with Donald Trump. Now the final installment in our series on education. CBS's Pam Coulter looks at children who need extra help.
High school freshman Avery LaRosa doesn't want too much help from her parents and teachers.
It makes kids like me like feel like I can't do it.
Educational psychologist Dr. William Stixrud suggests giving learning-challenged kids more say in their education.
If we treat them in this way, they start to develop a sense of control of their own lives.
Teachers are more like coaches at the Harbor School in Annapolis. Director Linda Jacobs.
It's almost never that a teacher stands up in front of the room and lectures or pontificates.
She says they've always believed in kids being invested and in charge. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Well, the man who knelt beside Colin Kaepernick during national anthem protests in 2016 has an NFL job. The Carolina Panthers have signed Eric Reed. He filed a collusion grievance against the league last year. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.